garbage. Otherwise, Verstappen should get a penalty.
Sketchy though, huh?
I know.
Watching that slow-mo, I was like, ooh, that car's going way too fast to be like just.
Like, they obviously didn't give him any penalty, but do you think they were like, hey, like, did you think they at least? That was pretty good. Do you think they at least were like, hey, no, like, let's not.
Just to finish that kind of thought, do you think Max is just crumbling under the pressure? Do you think he's gotten too comfortable winning?
He is definitely not performing the way he should be under the pressure. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's getting, like, even more aggressive than, like, you look at the Lando Max of the earlier and
he's whining
this.
Now.
Yeah, so just
the last couple races, he's been a whiner. Dude.
He is whining. Do you think the car is actually that bad?
And I don't think it's like, oh, Red Bull's dirty for doing that. Every team is trying to get away with that stuff. It's but just like, what you can get away with before it's caught.
Nah,
I mean, McLaren is too then, right?
Not. Horner's a different story, but
well, I mean, they don't have a lot. They don't have very good spokespeople. Marco, Horner, Max is like the little aggressive little.
No, but I'm definitely along the lines of what you said.
Yeah,
videos. Probably can't. A million cameras on these things.
There is.
Dude.
But again, there's a million cameras on these things. Why hasn't the FIA caught it?
Because they're getting paid too.
whoa.
No, I'm just joking.
But it's also a part of the other team's responsibility to bring that to light too.
Lance, see, that is a championship mentality, you know. Just like Max, he wouldn't give the position up. Yeah, you know.
Joe with the zinger. Yeah. Championship mentality from Lance.
Man, you know.
26.
Oh, I actually had this. I said this earlier in my chat, that my F1 chat that I have. Okay, this is kind of big brain a little
light
bit.
Bulb.
Mick Schumacher is German.
How is that big brain?
Audi is German.
I thought it was going to be like a long
Mick Schumacher to Sauber, right?
I forgot that he was German.
Time Hulk.
Yeah, but you have Mick Schumacher, who's the son of Michael Schumacher on the team, right? Like, his last name carries so much.
I thought that was going to be so long-winded.
Listen, no, you got to hear me out here. Okay, you ready? Yeah, ready? Follow me. Mick Schumacher to Sauber.
Why?
That's it. German.
Oh, damn,
that's the argument.
And laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys, Fast Laps with the Hungarian GP recap and, of course, the Belgian GP preview. First off, of course, we're going to bring everybody in. We started across the table last time. You know what? We started with Joe, too. So let's start with Cole. Cole, how's your week been?
Good.
Good. That's it? Good.
Yeah, good. I really enjoyed the race. Another great race. That was fun to watch. And weather update, it's beautiful out.
It is beautiful out. It is beautiful. I think we have a winning record of beautiful days on podcast nights now. Maybe.
No, we're not.
You don't think so?
We're not even batting 500. I think the first like 6 or 7 were
rainy.
Yeah.
Next one, we got Joe, our co-host. Joe, how's it going?
It's going well. Excited to be here. Excited to talk about the race. It was a lot different in terms of like just how the race went. I feel like there's just a lot of off-track stuff that we can talk about.
Oh, there's gonna be plenty.
So yeah, excited to get into it.
Oh, for sure. And of course, last but not least, Tyler, across the table, what's going on?
Not much, man. Beautiful day outside. Ready to talk some F1. It was an exciting race.
For sure. No, exactly. Super exciting race for us. To start off, you know, quali, getting right into the Hungarian GP, by the way. We'll talk about quali just for a second. Top three cars separated by 0.05. That's pretty wild. Does anybody know who those top three were, though? I can't remember who actually started in the top three.
It was Lewis, Lando, and Verstappen,
Lewis, Lando, and Oscar.
Oh.
Lewis, Lando, Oscar.
Oh, because Verstappen was fifth,
Verstappen was fifth, I believe, yeah.
Lewis, Lando, and Oscar.
Are you talking about starting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it was Lando, Oscar, Max. Lewis
Max
started
third?
Fifth.
Oh, you're totally right. Max was third. Fourth. That's my bad.
So it was who? Sorry.
Lando, Oscar, Max.
Lando, Oscar, Max. Okay, I gotcha.
Glad the race.
I don't think I actually don't think I watched the race.
Yeah, but we all watched it.
We're talking about Jetta,
oh
right?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, Jetta. Yeah. Let's just after we wake up here a little bit. A couple of those guys still finished in the top, and boy, is there a lot to talk about with that. Obviously, Oscar getting his first ever win in F1, followed by Lando and Lewis. We just won't waste any time and dive right into McLaren. So obviously Oscar winning, you know, which marks him as the 7th different winner this season. Is there any weird feelings with the win? with the team orders at the end of the race. And, like, honestly, I kind of want to go one by one because it could change as we, you know, everybody's got an opinion here. But should Oscar feel weird? Should Lando feel weird? Are you happy that Lando obeyed team orders? You know, what is your take? We'll start with Tyler, but what is your take on the whole situation at the end of the race?
I mean, it's a weird situation, right? It's a situation no driver ever wants to be in, no team really wants to be in, but the right decision was made. The strategy that had Lando come in, I mean, he was trying to undercut Oscar, but if they would have flipped that, Oscar could have still gotten his position, gotten back to first, and then Lando would have had to try to find and catch him anyway.
Sure.
But they specifically did that to give them the advantage of Lando being out there and then knowing they'll have that 1-2 locked in, essentially. So the decision in the end result makes sense, but I think they could have gone about it differently and let them race. Because if you did give Lando the opportunity to try to undercut... Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, but you just said that you were cool... You're essentially cool with Lando giving back the position.
Yeah. You have to. If you're Lando, you have to do it.
But
like, you can't
rather,
disobey Tim.
But
orders.
You would have rather him let it race it out.
So
if Oscar catches him or not, because he wasn't catching him.
No. But that was because they did the swaps. They did the pits in a certain order that allowed Lando to be in first. If they would have had, let's say, Oscar pits first, he would have had the track position then.
For
Lando
sure.
comes in the second lap. They double stack. Whatever. I don't think they would have double stacked. I don't think they were that close. But.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I mean, it would have given an opportunity for them to actually battle it out at the end. And it would have been Lando trying to catch Oscar in that case.
For sure.
Because Lando, at the end of the race, had a quicker car. He proved that.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Against everything that he made a show out of following team orders. Like, he was a bit too dramatic about it, in my opinion. At the end of the day, it was the strategy. You have to do it. Like, if you're going to do it, don't put on a show about it. Like, just do it. Get it over with and take the 1-2. But I don't think you can discredit Oscar's win at all.
Sure, and I'm not saying we should discredit it.
He's
an F1 winner,
whoa.
You know what I mean? I just feel like there's like this weird, not heaviness, but like there's just weird vibe with it. Like,
yeah, that's
know.
What I'm saying. I don't
think
that's deserving.
I felt weird about it at the end of it.
Yeah, I would say my take was, in the heat of the moment, I understand Lando's reaction.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
I think that's just, I mean, they're super competitive, super, you know,
adrenaline's
selfish.
Still flowing. You're just
super,
you know.
Selfish. I agree in the aspect where they just, the way they went about pitting, it was entirely on the team. Like, they shouldn't have done that.
Well, they did it to lock in 1-2. Like, they did it to solidify the 1-2.
But at the same time, when they did that first pit with Lando, Lewis was 10 seconds behind. So I don't think it would have played too much of a factor anyway.
I would agree.
I don't think it plays any factor. I think they still had the 1-2 locked in. I think you pit them correctly, let them race. Oscar may still pull off the win, but, like, who cares at this rate? There should be no asterisks by it. Oscar raced a better race and all that, but...
Oscar got him off the line. That's what got him the race.
And that was, like, their strategy or something. They kept poking at it, like, saying that was their strategy. Whoever could get off the line first, that's who they were going to go with, like,
you're
that day,
on the
per
grid.
Se.
Whoever gets the whole shot... Gets the
and I say the heat of the moment because as soon as the race was over and he got some time to chill out, Lando was like, no, yeah, like I was 100% gonna let him by. He was trying to process it in the middle of a race going, you know, 200 miles an hour or whatever. Like,
oh,
I get
for
it.
Sure, no,
that's tough.
Sure.
He has one win himself.
This one was on McLaren all day. I think if you let them race, who knows what happens. I think they both race smart. To an extent, I think they give them maybe a little bit to see what happens, but I think eventually you got to shut it down as a team because this is huge points for McLaren.
No, for sure. I mean, I agree. Obviously, it is huge points for McLaren. Does it play any factor at all into it with Lando and, like, the driver points at all? Or do you think it's just they're so focused on only team?
You see, that's the only thing that I was kind of like...
And, like, it's small, right, in comparison right now?
No,
for
it's not small.
For McLaren, though, I feel like it is in comparison to the Constructors' Championship. Like,
not,
that's what they want.
That's like a 20-point swing on Verstappen.
And
though,
with where Max finished, I feel like
it would have
been between 1 and 5.
Eight more points.
What is it, 18 for second or 17?
18.
It's not every day Max is finishing fifth, right? Like, could he actually catch him? I don't know, right? But,
you look at the gap between them right now. It's 77 points. You give Lando those 8 points, that's 69 points. Those 8 points, when you're getting to this nitty-gritty and somebody's... Sorry, yeah, those 7 points, when you get to that nitty-gritty at the end of the year, that 7 points, I guarantee, will make a matter.
Right.
It's almost like
make a matter.
That was the only part that I was curious why they're doing it, because, I mean, if you're going to have somebody, if you're going to put all your money into one guy in the team to try to win, the drivers, it's Lando. So it, that was weird. I get also on the other side of it being like, let's get Oscar's first win. Like, mm-hmm. he deserved it. He earned it. Mm-hmm. I think that also helps him in his standings within the team for Oscar. I think they're pretty locked in with Lando, and as long as he's on, if he's happy, we're good. But I kind of, in the same, give Oscar his win. Going forward, if this ever happens again, which it probably won't, get Lando the points. Let's get him the drivers. That's my thoughts on it.
Yeah, that was a big thing. Is like, you have one person, you have one driver that's actually fighting for the WDC.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, you have one driver. Oscar has no chance. Right.
Right.
It's just simply not going to happen. Yeah. So you got to just give that opportunity. You have to take that opportunity. You have to.
So you, but your official decision is like,
yeah, you know, give Oscar the one. And now going forward, let's change it. And if we're ever in that situation again, give it Lando.
I guess I just look at it this way, right? What's Red Bull going to do with Max? Max, that win is Max's. If Red Bull's in the same shoes and Max is Lando and Oscar's Checo, well, or Oscar's anybody.
It's not even a conversation, especially with how Max's attitude was this race. We'll get to that. but like, yeah, that's not even a conversation. Joe, obviously a McLaren fan. What are your feelings on all of this?
He's got the McLaren fan today. They won. It's a 1-2. It has to be McLaren. Cole, I completely agree with you. This is 100% on McLaren. On the point where you say, will it happen again? They're in a unique position to have the fastest car on the grid and two very good drivers. If it does happen again, they need to realize that and they need to fix it. I'm of the opinion that because Lando was so far ahead, 5 seconds, granted, he wasn't in danger of getting, you know, Lewis was not close behind Oscar, so he's not in danger. He shouldn't have to give up 5 seconds.
That hurt.
Yes. I was like, I don't know if he's gonna. I don't know if like Lando. He should give it because his team is asking him to. But like,
but hold on that. When they first told him to give it up, he was like 2.7.
Okay. Yeah,
he was
yeah.
Like, this is my let me
three.
Finish moment.
And he
for
like,
sure.
And he
no,
like
you're right.
Him.
He was 3.7. like Lando should have, in my like mind palace of strategy, Lando should have mind given palace. It to Oscar right away. First of all, McLaren should have not undercut Oscar, just straight out of the box. But Lando should have given it back to Oscar. Maybe let them fight at the end of the race, as long as they don't, you know, kill each other on the track.
Could you imagine?
And I don't think they would have. I don't think McLaren would have let them fight. Thinking after it,
team orders would have come into effect at some point.
But if Lando's truly faster than Oscar and he's like riding his ass the entire race, they gotta let him through, right? I mean, it's really good to see Oscar win. I hate to see him win that way. I'm not discrediting it. For 75% of that race, he was the winner, 110%. Right. But he won because someone gave it to him at the penultimate lap. That's gotta feel bad. You're hurting his voice. He wasn't cheering and everything. Granted, a few days after, I'm like, I'm him on Instagram. He seemed to be taking it on a little bit more, was hitting him a little bit more. He's really happy about it. But right then and there, he apologized on his winning radio message to the team, saying, sorry, I made it so hard. Like that shouldn't be someone who just won their maiden win, right? That's not how he should have won it. Still incredibly happy for him. I think he's got way more wins to come. He's still like, this is his second year. I'm seeing WDC levels from him, mm-hmm. honestly, but man, his maiden win, definitely not the one that I would have wanted to see.
Yeah, that radio message sucked to hear. Like, hey, sorry, it like came down to this. But I mean, in terms of how I'm being super emotional, you have never once seen Oscar in any setting where he's not just the most mellow. He's like the definition of just like chill as a cucumber, right?
The new Kimmy.
He's just like
a Kimmy's level.
He's a little bit. Not yet. He shows a little bit more teeth than Kimmy, but he's always that cool, calm, collected. He's like he's never shows any emotion one way or another. Even on the radio, if he's like yelling at somebody to f off, it's just like f off. Like, what was that?
You're right, but I mean,
it's just how cool he feels.
You're right. He is definitely cool about it, but there was just another element there and that was like, I think he knows he deserved it. I think everyone knows he deserved it. Like, there's no arguing that, but like the way he got it just kind of sucks.
It just had a weird vibe for like 30 minutes post race, and then I'm sure everything started easing over and whatever. But I agree with you. It was the emotion in the voice, like as he's still on his, you know, coming in. I don't know. Something seemed definitely off, but
I liked how the F1 announcers were keeping it real, though. Like, a lot of sports could have blown this up a lot worse. But when Lando and them were having the radio messages, they just kept letting it play. And you could tell it was getting a lot more escalated from the engineer. Mm-hmm. And the F1 announcers were like, you're not getting rid of Lando. What are we doing here? Like, what's the worst? What's the worst you're gonna do to this guy? they just like kept it real. Oh,
yeah.
That was cool.
I just
because they were talking about how it happened to DC.
Yeah,
he like he had to give it up for to give it was hiking in. Mm-hmm. I think it was his first win actually. I think it was almost the exact same situation. Mm-hmm. And DC like he's like looking back at it now, I wouldn't do it again. Yep. But he was fighting for a seed. I mean, he was like trying to keep that seed. But at the same, so Lando doesn't give it up. What are they gonna do to Lando? Let him just go to Red
Bull?
They're
definitely not. They're gonna give him a stern talking to, probably, and he's gonna be painted as a bad guy by fans, unfortunately.
And then Zach Brown gonna get a dark tattoo.
Yeah, probably for 2 days.
For 2 days, then the fans are like, it's Lando.
Yeah. So I think it's good that McLaren had. Like, they had this planned out. They said to him, like, hey, we talked about, like, in morning meetings, if this scenario happens, you got to work it out this way. But, again, their strategy did not support that. You know, they gave him the undercut, and they put themselves in that position. So McLaren just needs to do a better job knowing that they're the best team on the grid and they don't have a Checo Max situation where one car is always going to be behind. I think Oscar's going to keep fighting Lando. I think Lando's probably going to beat him most of the time, but Oscar's going to be up there. So,
I mean, you called this last week. He needs to get his hole shot figured out here.
Yeah,
Lando, it's really unbelievable. Bad. It's really so bad.
So I think that's the easy solution for McLaren. If you're in that position, you're at 1-2, who goes to the first corner, right? Mm-hmm. That because at that point, like, Lando wasn't racing Oscar after that point. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. He actually dropped back, I believe. I think Verstappen got up to second, if I'm not mistaken, coming into that first. Oh, no, Verstappen, because he got pushed wide. Because Oscar came in the inside, pushed Lando, then pushed Max.
He got up to second because he came on the outside and got the advantage, and then they gave it up.
And then he had switched back, and that's when Max's complaint started.
Yeah, that's when his bickering.
On the first lap.
Yep.
Unreal. We'll get into that, though.
And then I think Lewis actually got by Lando, too, and then Lando got back by him.
Yeah, Lewis jumped up.
Because he started fifth. He jumped up He
jumped up two spots after the first turn.
Did he really? Was it two spots?
He got in front of Lando, and then Lando got him back.
Early.
Yeah. Because he went up two, and Max went down one.
Lewis went up. So did Lewis get Carlos right off the jump then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I do remember Lando falling behind. Yeah, you're right. Lando fell behind Lewis and then got right past him, mm-hmm. like third corner again.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was on that first lap.
Yep. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, like with that, let's just talk about Lewis and Mercedes. Obviously, Lewis getting another podium, second in a row.
Woo!
200th
career podium. That's nuts.
He's just racing clean.
Oh, for sure.
He loves this track. Yeah, that's obvious.
And super clean. Got dicey at the end, but super clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't his fault.
Well, let's talk about that moment quick. Obviously, we'll talk about Red Bull in a little bit again. But with that incident, is there any fault to Lewis in that at all?
No.
That you can see?
I mean, that's just Max dive bombing. Like, if you're going to race aggressive like that, expect it back. And we'll jump into Max in a second, obviously. But, with this, I mean, Lewis is just racing his race. This guy dive bombed him, locked up. Like, just keep racing your race.
There's one other driver that would have taken the same approach in Verstappen on the grid right now, and it's Ocon. Right? Nobody's going to be that aggressive. Sure. You know what I mean? Like, anybody else is just going to keep the... He didn't have it.
There's, like, 10 laps left still. You had good pace. If you really wanted to pass him the right way, you had decent pace to him. You just keep going down that. Keep knocking away some with DRS.
To push that.
Keep knocking away some with DRS. Eventually, you have an easier pass. That one was just so aggressive.
And then, like, when the stewards looked at it or whatever, like, Lewis had the same racing line as he had all race. Like,
there was a slight twitch, though.
Was there?
When, like,
I could have sworn they said there was nothing different.
Yeah, it was right. There was, like, a slight twitch.
Inside?
Yeah.
Like,
towards Versailles.
Yeah, yeah. But it wouldn't have affected him hitting him.
Exactly. Though. But that's why I don't think it ended up being anything, is because it was like, but I think that's why Verstappen didn't get penalized, is because of that last little switch. Otherwise, Verstappen should get a penalty.
Sketchy, though, huh?
I know.
That must
watching
be so
that slow-mo,
scary.
I was like, ooh, that car's going way too fast to be like just.
Like, they obviously didn't give him any so penalty. Scary. But do you think they were like, hey, whoop. Like, did you think they at least... That was pretty good. Do you think they at least were like, hey, no, mm-mm. Like, let's not again? Or do you think it's just like...
Who?
Just no penalty. Give Verstappen. At least, like,
no,
talk to him a little bit.
The stewards?
The stewards, yeah. Okay. Just like, hey, What, like, what the hell was that kind of?
Have they ever before, and has it made a difference?
He's not been the same driver.
Verstappen is going in one year and out the other.
We're not going
to
wait.
He was talking smack about the stewards before he even got to him, you know?
He's like, just tell the stewards that we can run people off the track now or whatever, and that's how we're going to race.
That was off the bat.
What was that?
Well, let's wait until we get into his. We'll get into Max's.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. We're going off base here. But yeah. I guess since we're still on Mercedes, we can talk about George. He did end up getting the fastest lap at the end of the race, and it was kind of wild. It was going between him and Checo a little bit, but George ended up grabbing it.
Did he end P2 on qualifying?
George?
He didn't get into Q2. He did not get into Q2.
He was Q3. He was
knocked out in Q1.
I knew he was low, but that's tough, man.
It's the second year in a row he's gotten knocked out in Q1 in Hungary. It's like he doesn't perform good at this track for whatever reason.
Just and a non-George track?
Yeah, for him to climb up from, what was it? It was 16th, I believe.
He was really low at one point. It might have even been 17th, but he was really low at one point.
When the top cars, back into points. Especially with like Mercedes right now, obviously them and McLaren look very good. When you're looking this good right now, you got to take advantage of these spots. Like, it sucks that you sucked last year here, but like, these are the races you got to take advantage of, because in a blink of an eye, they could be, you know, the fourth fastest car out there.
Sure.
So that just kind of sucks for George to do that, but yeah.
Yeah, just it's not tough. A good track for him. No, it's tough, though.
It's tough when the car's so good, and they've raced so good the last 2 weeks. Why now? Like, right, figure something out this weekend, dude.
Right. And, like, who am I, right? I'm no pro driver, obviously, but it's just, like, if you know, like, that's a problem for you, like, you think that'd be a, I don't know how they train or whatever in the off season,
you
whatever.
Sim
but
a little
like,
bit more or something.
something, right? Let's head right into Ferrari with Leclerc finishing P4 and Carlos finishing P6. That's a little bit of a better showing from Ferrari than we've been seeing. But the upgrades, or I didn't want to call them downgrades, but going back
old
to the
grades.
Old. The old grades. Yeah, the old grades.
They still don't have the pace for the top three teams, I don't think.
No.
And they're not in the top three.
Being McLaren, right, Red Bull, and Mercedes.
They don't have the pace right now for him still. I mean, if it wasn't for that whole thing with Max and Lewis, Lewis or Verstappen would at least been third or fourth. So, I mean, Leclerc was getting passed pretty easy out there.
Is this season becoming a lost cause for Ferrari at this point?
I don't know. Like, is there two race wins?
Which is crazy to think about at this point.
And they're not that. I mean, we've already talked about McLaren, obviously. So, I mean, the points wise, you looked it up, but Ferrari got jumped by McLaren. But that means McLaren's still pretty high in the points. I don't think they can.
Sure.
It can't be a lost season for them.
Yeah, it would take a lot for Mercedes to catch Ferrari. I mean, Ferrari's at 322, Mercedes is at 241. So they're still 61 points
still
behind them.
Sure.
Or 81 points, sorry.
And where's McLaren? Compared to Ferrari,
338 versus 322, so that's only 16
points. So
they're still
right there. Yeah, yeah.
But they just passed them this last.
Right. Do you think Ferrari can catch back up to them, or at this point is this?
I think it's just
McLaren's too fast.
I think McLaren's going to have the constructors by the end of the year,
which is just crazy to think about.
I would agree, and I don't think, but it's not in the aspect of Ferrari. I don't think Ferrari's going to give up on this season just because their car's not performing right now. I think they can still probably hold on to third this year. It's going to take a lot out of Mercedes, a couple more wins out of them. I think they still hold on to third, but it might be more of like, let's maintain this, let's stay here. Let's try to, you know, let's try to split the Mercedes drivers, stuff like that. Like, let's just race smart.
Are they happy maintaining third rather than like risking a little bit more to try to climb back into that second race, you know?
No. I mean, when you have like the McLarens, the McLarens and the Mercedes making the upgrades they've made the last number of weeks, and Ferrari has to revert backwards, you're not competing at that point. Yeah. You're just at this level that you're so far behind in which you're putting your money towards or whatever you're like allocating. You spent all the time to get this upgrade, didn't work, so you're reverting backwards. They're just so far behind. That car does not have the speed of even the Red Bull. I mean, the Red Bull's still up there. I mean, Max is driving the hell out of it right now.
And the Red Bull's starting to become the third fastest car on the track.
I think it is the third fastest.
Right now it is.
You think no matter what, the Mercedes is above the Red Bull?
Right now.
Well, I don't know. That's hard to say because these last couple of tracks have been, you know, Mercedes tracks. They've been the low-speed corners, which Mercedes has always excelled in. So.
Other than George this race. But.
Yeah. Right. But he did climb in back terms of the points. Car, it's like the car is designed more for these tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We'll see when we get to those high-speed, like the road tracks for our Red Bull always does good in.
They seem to have lost a lot of race pace, though.
Definitely.
Which they used to have. I think they still have. Like, I think the reason we still see Max in the top three in quality is because they still have, like, that one lap speed, and they still have the straight line speed in, like, the DRS zones.
And the best driver on the grid.
Arguably. They still have the DRS zone
arguably.
Speed.
Debatable.
It's arguably. I'd say that's very arguable right now.
At this point.
The DRS, though, their DRS is just so damn good.
But that's it for them right now, I think. Because they're not dominating any other parts of the track the last couple races,
mm-hmm.
other than, you know, DRS zones.
Do you think Max has gotten? We can't talk about Red Bull yet. Sorry, we're still talking about Ferrari.
There's not much else to talk about Ferrari. Yeah, let's just hop into Red Bull. There's not much else to talk about Ferrari. So why don't you
just to finish that kind of thought? Do you think Max is just crumbling under the pressure? Do you think he's gotten too comfortable winning?
He is definitely not performing the way he should be under the pressure.
Right. Yeah,
he's getting like even more aggressive than. Like, you look at the Lando whiny. Max of the earlier,
and he's whiny
this.
Now.
Yeah, so just
very
the last couple races, he's been a whiner, dude.
He is whining. Do you think the car is actually that bad, or do you think he is just, crumbling?
I think he's frustrated.
Hey, Checo took seven.
Checo did what he needed to do this race. I'll give that to him. Like, he obviously didn't make it in qualifying, but he did what he needed to do in the race.
It's definitely not the car, though. That's what I'm saying. There's no way he takes seven to the bad car.
About that, though, I mean, I was going to go and do it in the news later, but I don't know if you guys have seen it all, but there was it was like a Spanish broadcaster or somebody said that Red Bull actually had something illegal on their car. That they've taken.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah. So there was rumors of it that it, like they went to the couple of teams complained to the FIA and then the FIA caught it and that's when Red Bull's decline has kind of started.
So they don't get any points knocked off for the year?
Just got to take the. It was like an infringement.
It hasn't been confirmed or anything.
So
right?
And nothing's been confirmed. Yeah. So if that comes out, there was the rumors have it that it's like over break, it's going to sit there and then something like that might happen. But or they could just they like even? When they do a test, because it's whenever you have like the FIA just does random checks on your cars or whatever. So if that slipped through the cracks every time the FIA has checked, that's on the FIA.
For sure.
But if it's brought to their attention, then it's caught and it's deemed illegal. Mm-hmm. No actions taken besides take this off your car. You can't use this going forward. It's on us kind of that we didn't catch this. It took another team coming to us to do it.
But I heard the same thing about McLaren and their tires. And that's why there's tape on them. Have you guys seen this too?
Yep. I saw that too. So it's a similar thing.
I haven't heard
thing.
Red Bull, but I've heard about McLaren.
So the Red Bull one has been like very hush hush, as everything always is with Red Bull.
What's your dark web?
But it was a broadcaster. He actually said it in Spanish on air during the race. It was live coverage of it, and he said he's confirmed by like three teams that he has personally talked to. I think he must be a former F1 driver. He's obviously in the sport in some way, shape, or form. But like that's very interesting that like they were doing something that they were getting away with and then boom, your car's performance is out the window.
I believe it.
I think that'd be hilarious.
I don't think it's like Red Bull's dirty for doing that. Every team is trying to get away with that stuff. It's just like, what you can get away with before
dirty.
It's caught.
Nah,
I mean McLaren is too then, right?
Nah. Horner's a different story, but
I mean, they don't have a lot. They don't have very good spokespeople. Marco, Horner, Max, like the little aggressive little.
No, but I'm definitely along the lines of what you said. It's more on the FIA for not catching it to this point. So like, obviously, if it's illegal now and then they use it, then they're dirty for sure. Then that you're obviously clearly trying to cheat. But you could argue that you're still trying to cheat the system now. By trying to get away with as much as possible.
Yeah.
But everybody
But then
is,
back
dude.
On the FIA not catching it. So it's a whole cycle.
But
you know
what I mean? My only issue is in the past when this happened, they have penalized points, like driver points.
Nah, it's a lot different though. It's like if you continue to do it, like right, Haas had that penalty earlier this year because their DRS flap was too high. They had to start in the back of the grid
they
or whatever
caught that
it was.
Mid-weekend, though.
But that was the thing. It was like it's. I think it depends on the infringement, what it crosses. It's the FIA has so many damn rules.
Yeah.
And like this applies to this, but not to this, and what you can actually get away with.
If it comes to light that Red Bull was actually like driving illegally. like all the teams are going to jump on the FIA to like do something about it.
Oh yeah,
because that's like,
and it very well could come to that depending on the severity of it. But nothing's been confirmed by the FIA for any of this. For so everything's speculation at this point. This could all just be some absolute bull crap because it's silly season.
I just think it's, I think it's just tough to do like post punishment on that. You know what I mean? Like it happened. It's already done. Like.
No. It's not. But
yeah, because what would it be? Bull.
Exactly. It is smart to do post punishment on that.
They would the post punishment like would be a huge
point docking.
It would be I don't know when if they can dock happen, points. Though, I think they're gonna give them a huge fine if it's found that it was illegal.
It's Red Bull.
I know, but
got
like,
it here.
It's just like NFL players getting the constructors. Fined. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think on race infringements, like on track infringements like that. Definitely need to be handled with like points and stuff. I just don't know if they can take points away. So like, they might just be hit with like, and when I say large fine, I mean like giant fine. Because if they got wins from this, like that's crazy.
Well, like if I got $100 fine today, that'd be a giant fine for me.
Well, I'm talking like hundreds of millions.
Ooh. No, they'd never do that. That's way too much. They're trying to make Red Bull the next Williams. They're just gonna bankrupt
that. You're going to ruin your legacy. So with a single fine.
The only time it's really happened where a team's been docked points before was 15 constructor points. It was actually back in 2020 when Aster Racing Point at the time got caught copying Mercedes' car, $400,000 fine, and then they were docked 15 points.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because it was like an exact replica. That was actually in Drive to Survive.
Yeah.
But it was like an exact like replica of their car. There's rules that say you can't just like have an old car and make it. You have to build certain components and have different variations. Yeah. But they literally like bought the old Mercedes car.
They bought the blueprints off Toto. He talked about it in the thing.
Yeah, it was. And then they stole a bunch of their
team.
So it was literally because it was jokes like that it was a green Mercedes.
We'll just paint it.
Weird looking mirrors out to the side.
We'll just paint it pink or whatever the heck color they were back then.
Yeah, it was the pink Mercedes is what it was. It was the pink Mercedes.
The pink Mercedes, and then they got copying the green Red Bull a few years after.
Yep.
Yeah, that team just likes copying. That's interesting. So maybe point deductions if it
but
comes to light.
But there's been so many other times where those infringements happen, and then it's just you can't do it going forward.
I don't think you wonder over what duration though, because this if this is true, then it seems like it's over a pretty long duration.
But you wouldn't know because they didn't catch it. So how do you know how long they've been doing it? That's the only issue.
Yeah,
there's a million cameras on these things.
There is.
Dude.
But again, there's a million cameras on these things. Why hasn't the FIA caught it?
Because they're getting paid too.
whoa.
No, I'm just joking.
But it's also a part of the other team's responsibility to bring that to light too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like they have been trying. Who knows? I heard stuff about McLaren, Red Bull.
I heard the McLaren one.
McLaren
one. You could visibly see the tape.
Visibly see the tape, dude. It's wild.
And like nothing. They just covered that thing up.
Right on the wheel.
Obviously, with Red Bull, we all heard Max's. I mean, attitude. I guess it's just kind of a
sass,
up and down.
His
and
domestic with his engineer.
Can't say what I want to say.
Verbally domestic. Yeah, like just
verbally domestic.
Just verbally.
That was. We watched
assaulting his engineer.
We watched a domestic happen on F1 race.
Like, so with that, Max was up until like 3 a.m. the night before. Don't get me wrong. We all stay up till 3 a.m. and get up and go to work in 2 hours anyway, right? But I'm just saying, like, Max was up doing, like, this 24-hour race for, like, his online team or whatever, some team he raced for, like, the night before the GP. Like, is that, like, a big no-no? Like, what are you doing?
He can do it almost every race. He has done it a while. Like, I've heard the first
but
thing
why is it a big
up?
Deal? It was a big deal before the race, though, before we knew he was going to have a little attitude problem all race. Like,
are we talking about a video game?
That was coming out. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on right now? I haven't heard this.
So Verstappen's he has an eSim racing team that he plays for. They do 24-hour races and they do like 6-hour stints.
Dude gets out of a car and races.
So literally, like he's done it multiple times. After he won a couple races, after he won a race a couple weekends ago, he literally hopped in a 6-hour sim. 2 weekends before that, it was after quali, he hopped in a 6-hour sim, then won the race the next day. He's a big part of this e-racing team.
They making any money?
Oh, I guarantee through sponsorships
probably,
and that kind of thing. Like
it's Max Verstappen.
Hey, just change what position he's going in this stint, right? It seems crazy.
But it's also
3 o'clock
like,
in the morning?
Yeah, that's what it said. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's Max Verstappen.
What time did the race start though? Over there.
In the afternoon, I think.
So it wasn't that
probably,
bad.
But. So let's say the race starts at 3 local time. Max is getting up at 2:30, just slapping it on and running out the door.
He still get 8 hours, get up by 1 and go.
We could.
You're prepping more than 2 hours before a race.
For an F1 race, but yeah. Maybe for a NASCAR race.
You can't even get in there.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Hey, some of those guys are athletes too. So I'm just saying. But
Tony Stewart's good looking guy.
Well. Pause. Yeah, whoa. Tyler's taking it a whole nother direction with NASCAR. Well, it did.
Resume.
All right. Before we move on from Red Bull, obviously, Checo finishing seventh, a little better showing for him. I mean, if Red Bull's truly the third fastest car, then best finish for him could be sixth. So seventh is all right.
He was racing out of his mind last week.
I know he was.
He started 16th.
Yeah, he climbed his way up.
After he wrecked, dude, that guy has cost that team more money than he's making them, I'll tell you that.
Kev actually sent me, a diagram earlier today about, like, the people who've cost the most money, and I think Checo's right at the top.
It's called the Destructor standings.
Yeah, okay.
The Destructor standings. Who was second on that list?
I don't know.
It's got to be K-Mag or Ocon or something.
No, I think it was, like...
Or Sarge.
Sargent's up there.
No, it's Albon.
Yeah.
It's Checo, Albon, Zhao, Sargent, Danny Rick.
Wait, Albon? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's
crashed the car. Yeah. Remember he had to get Logan's car that weekend?
I remember.
That was a whole chassis they had to replace.
Not a cheap fix.
I'm sure he's been through one or two PUs.
From Red Bull, we go to Racing Bulls. Yuki, I mean, got himself into points, but Danny Rick couldn't quite make it happen. Could not get past those Astons. I guess I'm not that surprised by it, to be honest with you, since Ferraris were kind of back in that top eight area. He's going to push somebody out. Danny Rick's going to go. And as we saw, one of the Astons went, which I did not see happening. I figured Yuki would maybe fall out and we'd see another Alonso Stroll instead to round it out. But I guess I don't really have anything crazy to say about the Racing Bulls. But Joe,
they screwed Danny.
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody put down that the strategy messed Danny.
Yeah, so they pitted him super, super, super early, and then he wasn't able to recover.
Mm.
And then, because it came out afterwards that he was like 0.22 seconds faster than Yuki.
Oh, really?
And then,
yeah.
It was, and then
0.22?
Like, yeah, he was 0.22 seconds faster than Yuki. But
a lap, I think, on average or something. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was, it's like race pace.
Yeah,
sure.
So I don't know what technically goes into that, but... And then he wasn't able to recover because the pit screwed him. He wasn't able to bounce back. It was such an early pit.
I must have missed that. Totally missed that.
It was like lap 7 or 8, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was super early. Super early. Because I think they started him on the softs.
What would be the point of What would be the point of doing that then? Like if you're racing bulls, why? And you just like, screw it. We made a mistake with what we started you on.
Bad strategy. Yeah. But I heard Yuki's wreck in Quali was like 68. Whatever you call that, 68 knots or whatever. Like, I don't know what measurement they use.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which was more, it was a harder impact than Grosjean when he had that crazy wreck.
Really?
For Haas. It was a harder impact than that.
Gosh, that's insane.
It was like one of the hardest wrecks.
Isn't it insane how hard you can hit in these cars and these guys are fine?
And he came out and got points the next day?
Yeah. That's nuts.
It's harder than Grosjean?
Yeah,
Grosjean. Roman Grosjean?
Crazy.
Grosjean.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was just...
See, I thought it was Grosjean. It's Grosjean.
It's French, dude.
I don't know. Grosjean. He did okay in his first couple of IndyCar races this year.
Roman Grosjean. It is Grosjean, for sure.
Yeah, it has to
be. Grosjean.
Moving along to Astons, we just kind of mentioned them, obviously. One of them getting into points, that being Stroll, of all people.
He's outperforming.
Dude, he's...
It's horse.
What Stroll is?
Yeah, they literally let Stroll pass Alonso to see if he could catch Yuki, and if he couldn't catch Yuki, they were supposed to swap positions back, so Alonso got the point for 10th, and Stroll didn't switch.
And how far
see,
back?
That Wait, did he say he wasn't going to switch?
I don't know if there was nothing was on the comms because it was all the McLaren drama. And the Max complaining.
Right.
So, I saw that it was like the Stroll came out, and I didn't see any react. And like Alonso was visibly upset when they got out of the cars. He was like yelling at his team.
He was, Oh, he was throwing his jacket on around. The ground and like
I didn't see this.
Because there's another Aston story that I wanted to look up, so I'm on a page that's talking about it. A reminder from the team on the final lap was met with no response from Stroll as he crossed the finish line.
Lance is probably like, I pay your bills, dude.
Lance, see, that is a championship mentality, you know, just like Max, he wouldn't give the position up. Yeah, you know.
Joe with the zinger. Yeah. Championship Stroll, mentality from Stroll, Lance. Man,
you know?
The last thing, actually, now that we're talking about Alonso after the fact getting upset, I didn't see that.
It is funny. It was because, like, temper tantrum kind of.
Because we skipped out on this, did you guys see after the race in the winner's box, whatever you call that?
The cool down room.
What happened between Lando and Lewis?
Yeah.
He goes, 7 years ago, you had that too. And he goes, dude, it was a compliment. You're fast out there.
I think Lando was just like fired.
Lando was in the heat of emotion.
I'm going to chalk it up to like adrenaline and heat of emotion. And like he's still upset, probably that.
Threw that second place hat down.
He didn't get
through
that.
Lewis with the.
I can't blame him. And then that's when he came with the compliment, like trying to maybe. Ease it over, and then, Lando.
Seven years ago, you guys were the fastest. Easy, bud. No,
Lewis's rebuttal to that was like, were you even here 7 years ago?
Yeah, it was what he said.
But it was, like, genuine. He was actually wondering, were you even here seven years ago?
For sure, yeah.
And then he just goes, dude, it's just a compliment.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I'm sure Lewis understood. Once he, like, I don't know if they watched the race or whatever. I'm sure their own version of it, but... If he knows what happened, I'm sure he would understand maybe the frustration Lando was feeling.
Oh, dude, it's Lewis Hamilton. He don't care that about that interaction, dude.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't, but it was funny. Let's see. Really nothing else to mention with Alpine, Williams, Haas, or Stake. I mean, Gasly retired again for the second race in a row. That's got a frustrated guy.
New parts, too. Like, that's so rough.
Someone must be Gasly, dude. He's probably sabotaging himself. We talk about him too much.
I saw a photo of him and Leclerc
at a Taylor Swift concert. I know. I saw that too.
Yeah, that's right. I have seen that. Yeah.
I think Lando was or Leclerc was asked about being a Swiftie or something. He asked the reporter back, like, are you a Swiftie? And he just flipped it at him, and then the reporter just like shut down. It's not super awkward.
That's hilarious. With that, let's jump into our news, Kev. And starting off the news, we, of course, have kind of the beginning of silly season. I've heard some wild rumors. Does Checo actually have a seat when we come back from summer break as soon as then? Carlos Sainz to Red Bull 2025. All sorts of just insane stuff and jargon out there. Does any of it hold any weight? I have no idea. I just want to know if you guys have heard anything crazy heading into break here that kind of, you know, stood out to you.
Well, I just saw, I know not everybody loves when Marco says his opinion, but Marco said after this next race, he's going to get together with Horner in the summer break and try to determine the future for Checo.
Oh, so one could hold some weight.
He dropped another spot in the constructors, so he's down to seventh.
And he had to
stay at Piastri's above him, and Lewis.
And he had to stay at five.
And within 100 points of maximum.
Was it top five?
He had to be P5.
P5 or better.
Oh.
Yep.
Which is crazy to think that, obviously, at the beginning of the season, Red Bull had the fastest car, no doubt, hands down. And, obviously, we did not see Checo taking advantage of that time.
And George is not that far behind him either to put him into eighth.
Yeah.
Not at all.
10 points.
I mean, he's 140 points behind Verstappen.
Eight points.
So if that happens...
8 points.
Crazy. Is that Danny Ric status, even though he can't seem to, you know, find points consistently?
So Marco
obviously
also,
this race, he got screwed over, right? But
Marco also came out and said that kind of towards Danny that, like, that the Racing Bull team is our, you know, junior team or whatever.
Right.
Like... We put Danny Ric in there because we thought he would be in this seat. So it was kind of a diss towards Danny Ric that, like, they're not going to keep him there next year.
Sure.
Because he's up at Red Bull? I don't know. But it was that, like, he's not going to be in that seat next year. He's not going to be in the Racing Bull because that's their junior team to develop players or racers.
It's fair.
So who's in that Racing Bull seat then?
There's been a lot of talk about
probably
Liam.
Probably the next choice.
I think Liam would be silly. You got to give that chance to Yuki before you give it to Liam, but I think Danny would be...
Oh, you mean for talking about Red Bull seat? I was talking Danny seat at Racing
Bulls. Danny seat.
Oh, but if it depends on who's in Red Bull, right? It's either going to be... I think Checo's going to be a part of Red Bull next year, right? So if he's not in the Red Bull, he's going to be in Racing Bulls.
But then, like,
I think you have to because it's a one in one. But otherwise, you're paying them. That's a lot of money you're paying them to not race,
right? So there's that thought, right? But you're saying that to Danny Rick, and then you're going to put Checo in the Racing Bulls. Isn't that the same, similar deal?
Well, I guess because it
like
was that
you're trying to develop the younger drivers. Okay, so out Danny Rick, and now we're going to put Sergio
down there. No, hold on. This goes back to what Tyler said about sponsorships and endorsements.
Well, for sure.
So, I mean, makes sense to keep him down there for a bit.
No, for sure, 100%.
Like, you'd have to think that, like, Checo's bringing in at least his salary and endorsements every year to be on the team.
Yeah. I would imagine.
You have to think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's marketable. Like, yeah, we talked about that last time. Just like Danny Rick is, but Checo's probably arguably more marketable than Danny Rick.
To his crowd.
Nice guy, Danny Rick. Yeah, to his crowd, right. But
Danny's getting passed as the Aussie.
Like, he is.
He'll forever have the Aussie backing, like, obviously, don't get me wrong, and he has a hell of a lot more, like,
he's at America,
exactly.
Hey, but Oscar's gonna make people question it, you know. Eventually, maybe somebody's like, oh, I don't know,
he'll always have America, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
while he's in a racing car,
we all know that. Thanks to DTA, great.
I guarantee you, a lot more people think that, like, Danny Rick is, like, actually American than they even know who Logan Sargeant is.
100%, yes,
but you're probably right,
yes,
I would imagine. Like, they probably literally think that Danny Rick's American.
We should make a poll. I'd be curious.
Well, I think our fan base would. I don't think our fan base would be the truest test for that. You would like to think be pretty high for accuracy.
Yeah, that's true.
All four
good
of
point.
You. Good point. Yeah.
You guys got to get out of here. All right. Well, with that, anybody else hear anything? Any dark web news that you know of?
I had something. I forgot it. It wasn't anything juicy. Nothing juicy. Just like the stuff that we're going over, kind of the same stuff.
Already that we're about to hit here. Joe, anything going on that you saw that we're not about to mention?
I did just see a very small tidbit that, summer break could mean something for Checo. I had not heard anything about signs to Red Bull.
I can't remember where I saw that. That was another thing that I saw.
Signs, do you think... I would love to see signs in a seat by the end of the... Or, you know... he has a contract by the end of the break, but I don't know. I've not heard anything about silly season yet, but I'm sure it'll start heating up soon. It's been a silly year, kind of, though, to be fair. So.
With the driver market as open as it is next year and all those seats to be filled, it's like it was always going to be.
Yeah, we're getting pretty low on seats, though.
We are. They're filling in. Yeah.
We'll give a full update of seats probably next episode before we head into break. As maybe we could see some of those filled during break. Is that a time for that type of stuff to happen?
I think you're going
to
see
like
science
you have meetings
have
over here and stuff, and people start visiting.
You see what Cyan said? What
did he say?
He goes, I haven't made a team yet. I'm too busy counting euros.
He really said
that? He actually said that?
I am like 99, 90. It might have been on the dark web, but he said something.
Oh, he was talking about following Spain in the Euros soccer tournament.
Dang, dude.
Oh, which was going on.
Dang,
that was going on. Darn it.
Yeah, because him and Lando had a little back and forth.
Clip it. Never mind.
Clickbaited me on Instagram, dude. How do I get clickbaited on Instagram?
Yeah, there you go.
It's supposed
Carlos Sainz, arrogant.
Oh, so, remind me of the young driver that is...
Kimi Antonelli.
The whole name, yeah. Kimi Antonelli. He won the F2 feature at the Hungaroring. And killed that, by the way. He stated that he may not be ready to actually make the leap yet himself. Like, after he won, somebody was interviewing whatever, and he actually said that. And allegedly, in that same article, I can't remember where that was, the original plan was to have Hamilton and George at Mercedes, so Hamilton leaving kind of changed everything. So now Antonelli's starting to feel that heat without even... being in the seat yet.
The thing you forgot about that, it was like Hamilton and George being in Mercedes and Kimi in a Williams.
Sure, right.
That was the plan,
sure,
was to have those
for sure.
Two, and then Kimi was always going to go into Williams and then have those two to like mentor him.
You would imagine it's more pressure just to be thrown into the Mercedes and a Williams at this point.
I was just going to say that original plan makes complete sense. Like, have him in the junior team so he can move up. Yeah, getting, I mean,
but
we've,
to come
we've
out
all
and say that is pretty wild.
Well, yeah, he was like, I just have so much more to develop here. Like,
at least he's real about it, you know.
But hey,
he's not. He's sixth in the standings, I think, right now, currently for F2.
If I'm a team and I want an F1 driver, that's the last thing I want to hear, I think.
For sure, though.
Like, I wanted somebody that's going to be cocky and confident.
Mm. Not a guy that's an Ocon confidence.
Yeah. Minus the wrecking.
Minus the wrecking.
But, like, as far as confidence is the last thing I'm looking for if I'm a team. That's got to hurt his stock.
I couldn't believe it when I saw the headline. I was like, no. It was like a legitimate article from a reputable place. And I was like, it was just taken back by it. It's not something I expected to see.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Especially after a win.
sometimes that's a really good point.
You call it as you see it in the mirror, I guess. So K-Meg
never heard that one.
Me either. I just made it up. But K-Meg confirmed not racing for Haas next year. So we already have Bierman confirmed, right?
That's the biggest surprise of silly season.
Biggest surprise?
K-Meg's K-Meg.
I know. So who's in the second seat?
Who's in that second seat? That's never going to be a thing. That man has cost them so much. I don't know, dude.
I'm just going to stare.
Danny Rick.
I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, we got
a... I don't know. The Haas seat...
Lando Piastri situation happening here, dude.
The Haas seat is like the one seat that I honestly have no idea. Like, there's no driver
whoever's
that makes sense, right? The Williams seat, like, Bottas Williams makes sense. Started his career there. Mm-hmm. He still has something he can offer.
And could move into the seat if they do Antonelli, and we've talked about that situation.
Yeah,
that
so makes sense. That makes sense. The Alpine, Doohan or Mick makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? There's no other seats open except for the Racing Bull seat, which is, it's Yuki and who knows.
They're going to grab a vet.
And then the Mercedes seat, obviously.
Whoever they pick, the other seat is going to be filled by a vet. They always do that move.
Yeah, there are rumors of Ocon.
What vet is out there?
He's a bad vet, but there are rumors of Ocon. Yeah.
Big rumors of that. I could see Danny
I agree.
Rick.
They should not put in another rookie because they did that already.
Yeah, they can't afford
to. And after this year, it doesn't make any sense. Ride that momentum.
Yeah,
I think they're trying to stay competitive.
Yeah. And Ollie's a great move to stay competitive. Obviously, he's shown he can race in the F1.
So let's debate that then. Danny Rick or Ocon, if those are your two that you're kind of...
Or is it somebody that's not even in an F1 car right now?
Like who?
I don't know. Vettel or something?
Vettel's not going to come back and drive for Haas.
You just, like, they're going to get it. I think it's going to be a vet.
That'd be wild, though.
It's going to be a vet. I think it's a bad move if they get Ocon. It probably, if we're putting odds on it, the highest odds are Ocon for sure. Danny Rick's tough because I don't know if he wants to race there. So I don't see anybody else on the grid other than Ocon that would want to race there unless they're going for a rookie. Or unless they're going outside of F1. Doesn't make sense for anybody else.
I mean, unless if they,
Logan.
Imagine they get Logan.
He's already signed up for Indy, dude.
Crazy.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
I have heard that, too.
That's right, he is.
Imagine Haas goes and grabs, like, a Mick again.
I just...
Mick from...
Will they do it again, though?
From Mercedes?
That's interesting.
Man.
Give him another shot.
As long as he's not...
More
as long as he's not,
you know,
slated for that Alpine seat.
I mean...
And a better car.
But if you're Mick, what do? You go Alpine or you go to Haas?
Well, with what I'm seeing right now, I'm going to Haas all day over Alpine.
But the only thing there is, the reason I think it's got to be a vet is if that's like, you know, that's Ferrari's team, right? It only makes sense for Bierman because he's their next spot. He's the next guy in a Ferrari.
Yeah, they're grooming.
So, is this... Science ain't going to Haas, right? That's
I
crazy.
Not. I
Science,
they can't
that's
afford
wild. Yeah, I think money wise, it would take.
What about
a lot.
Like Bottas to Haas?
I was about to say Bottas too. Yeah,
he's not horrible spot.
I feel like he would rather go to Williams, though. I mean,
like
it just makes sense.
If he had a choice, it would make
sense. So why haven't we heard anything of Mick to Williams? He's the Mercedes reserve driver.
Because I don't think...
Yeah, there are no rumors out there.
Why isn't that
a thing? What if Checo?
I don't... Because I don't think he has, like... He just doesn't have any ties to Williams besides being Mercedes reserve driver. Like, I guess it makes sense because Williams is their junior team.
Yeah,
but
in terms of ties, though, like Ocon and Gasly didn't have any ties at Alpine.
Yeah, Alpine doesn't really have any ties to anybody.
That's true.
They're on an island, right?
That's true.
Yeah, no one likes Renault.
Well, yeah, because like McLaren and Oscar came up through F2, or McLaren, Lando and Oscar.
Maybe, yeah, maybe Mick. I don't know. I still don't think Mick's gonna.
I just
on
don't
the
think
grid.
They'd take.
I want
just
I want him on the grid.
I do too. I think he should get another shot. Yeah.
He will. It's a matter of time before he gets another shot.
How long are you a reserve driver before you're just not an F1 driver? Because there's that new F2 driver coming
for
up.
Sure.
So hold on. I talked about this off mic last time, but this other podcast, I don't know their name, so I can't shout them out, but they were talking about, and we talked about this last time, they were talking about science being a reserve for Ferrari would be the best move for science.
David Coulthard that said that.
Because the reality is you got 2, maybe 3 years at max with Lewis, and he's done.
But I hate
so you sit there on the sidelines, wait, and then you come back in, you get primed up, you get ready to go, and you're in a Ferrari.
I hate that for Carlos, because I think he's 29 years old.
Yeah, he's not in that position of his career. I mean,
this
was
a pretty renowned dude that was talking
to him. It was. I saw it.
Yeah,
David Coulthard. Definitely know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I just don't know if I can get behind that, though.
David Coulthard?
That's not how it's pronounced.
Coulthard. Coulthard?
It's like
David Coulthard?
Yeah. It's Coulthard. Yeah, it's like Coulthard.
Coulthard, maybe.
Nice,
yeah,
maybe it's Coulthard. This guy. Spelled very different.
I don't know. I think it makes sense that it comes from him to say that, because he's probably right. Lewis doesn't have, like, you know, he's not going to spend 8 more years on Ferrari. But
I think if Lewis wins the
reserve
driver
seat, I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. You'd rather be a reserve driver and not have a seat in F1 than go drive for 3 other teams.
Yeah,
You'd rather drive.
You have to.
But I did see that.
Unless it's money, he wants.
Because I never thought of that as an option. At his age, I just don't think it's a good move.
Could Ferrari even afford that? They're paying Lewis up the cahoosie. They're paying
Does Carlos want to take a pay cut to be, does Carlos want to take a pay cut to be in that position?
What's up with the terms today, dude? You guys are throwing me out.
We're gonna have to come up with a banner with boys' dictionary.
You guys are in your own. You guys are in your own silly season right now.
It's silly season every day, buddy. Let's see here. We've already talked about Bottas potentially to Williams. Audi confirms the return. What's his name?
Mattia Binotto?
We were trying to say his name before we started. Yeah. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Mattia Binotto.
Is the new F1 boss over at Ferrari. I don't think that's that surprising. I think we kind of all expected him to make a return.
Good move.
Yeah. Definitely a good move.
Smart move.
They said that he was set to be the chief technical officer. It's a new role that they're creating for him. Chief operating and chief technical officer. I don't know if that means he's principal. I would assume it does, but
no, I think they have it. I don't think so. Well, I think it's like a step above that.
So their current team principal is Andreas Seidel, and he's being replaced by him, by Binotto.
Oh.
But I thought he was just coming in not as a principal, but just to help the team develop and get there.
That's very possible. I don't know for sure. But I just know that in the article, they mentioned that Andreas Seidel is out and he is in.
Interesting.
I think Andreas Seidel was like the CEO.
Who's
going to
drive in that other
seat? Sauber, though,
you still got the other Sauber seat that's up for grabs, too.
Oh, we do.
That's never talked about.
That one is.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's up to Audi at this point, right?
The way they were talking about it, like, 4 weeks or like I guess a couple months ago now, was that they wanted to fill that seat so fast. I think that was just a hoax
trying to push Carlos to make a decision, maybe.
Yeah I think
he
could still be a front runner for that spot, just because
and just
so
automatically
much.
Boom, I'm a number one driver now.
I'm still kind of hoping.
Who else would you be waiting on to fill that seat?
You're not going to put Bottas in there.
But I feel like they also probably haven't extended any too many other offers at this point.
I feel like you could still put Bottas in it. I just don't know if he'd want it. I don't know if he wants to be in stake.
You think he's got another 3 years, though? Because if you want him there, you want him for 2026, probably to 2028, if you want to put a driver there.
Maybe. I can see them going after a nice young cat, though. Someone that you can, like... Because, like, Nico, he signed up for the next 2 years, so he'll be in Audi the first year in 2026.
Oh, I actually had this... I said this earlier in my chat, that my F1 chat that I have. Okay, this is kind of big brain a little
light
bit.
Light bulb.
Mick Schumacher is German.
How is that big brain?
Audi is German.
I thought it was going to be like a long
Mick Schumacher to Sauber, right?
I forgot that he was German.
Hulk.
Yeah, but you have Mick Schumacher, who's the son of Michael Schumacher on the team, right? Like, his last name carries so much.
I thought that was going to be so long-winded.
Listen, no, you got to hear me out here. Okay, you ready? Yeah, ready? Follow me. Mick Schumacher to Sauber.
Why?
That's it. German.
Oh, damn.
That's the argument.
You got me there.
Makes sense.
That's big brain.
That's what I'm saying. It's big brain.
Oh, I keep forgetting about that seat as an option, because I keep viewing it as like secondary to everybody else, just because Audi's going to be new in 2026. So, like,
yeah.
Like, do you take it over a Haas seat?
I don't think so.
Probably not right now.
Man, yeah, they're just really bad.
Alpine would be the the only argument for me, like, to take it over, like, the Alpine seat. I think I would take a Williams over Sauber for now as well.
Sauber, I mean, that's no question.
You don't take a one-year deal with Sauber unless...
That's what you... That makes sense, yeah. You don't take a one-year deal. You're there for the duration of the new...
You only take a one-year deal if you want... You need... A spot in F1. Like, that's the only way.
Yeah, but it's Danny Rick. So you're a young gun that wants to prove himself.
How old is Botas?
Yeah.
He's like 33, 35.
Is he older than Lewis? I don't have
He's younger than Lewis, okay. But he's got to be.
So no chance he retires over the summer then?
I don't think there is a chance.
There's definitely a chance. Didn't he talk about this, though? He talked about it.
He's considering it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
I think, to be honest with you, it's a...
If he retires now, that just opens up a whole nother...
He seems like the guy to retire right now. Not because he's bad, just because he's Botas.
And Drive to Survive, he'll just walk around naked and then they have to, like, blur him out.
He seems like he has a lot of other stuff going on. He, like, bikes regularly. Yeah, he's got his calendar. Like, he's got stuff to do, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Him laying in the water on a beach or something.
Yeah, he's a Drake of F1.
Yeah. He already seems like he's kind of retired, you know?
Yeah, he definitely lives the retired life, yeah, just on the daily basis.
Yeah, he does. But I wouldn't also be surprised if Sauber did go and grab like a one-year guy, and then Vettel comes in with Audi. Then you got Vettel who's German. And Hulk.
German.
Ever since I brought up
German. He's German.
But listen, think about it. German.
Ever since I brought up Vettel, like week one, we've all been just like picking our brain. Where can we get him in?
Well, there's also been like talks, though. There's been talks of like, oh, Audi wants to have like a German, as much German as they can. So like Vettel and Hulk were like
as
the two.
German as they can.
Yeah.
We gotta be more German than Audi, dang it.
We gotta move on.
Hey, with that, let's head into our Belgian preview.
I need a beer.
And right into the Belgian preview, of course, we got Joe doing his thing over here. Joe's recap shack. Nope, don't like it. I'll come up with something else
you
next
wrote it
week.
Down.
Until
you tried it out.
Yeah,
that's all we got.
It didn't work.
For,
it didn't work. So, silly season. Joe, take it away.
Yeah, we got the Formula One Rolex Belgian Grand Prix 2024 at Spa-Francorchamps.
Spa.
Spa is the longest circuit on the F1 calendar at 7 kilometers or 4.3 miles. Is it kilometers? Right? Kilometers. Whatever.
What the sorry, that Logan meme? What the F's a kilometer?
Yeah, that's me. That's me. Yeah. Another quick fun fact. Spa's used to mark the end of the summer break, being the first race back, but since last year, it's now the last before the summer break. So they just swapped it, like, you know, I think they got Vegas.
What's the first race
out
of the summer break again?
The first race
I
back
find
is
out for you.
Oh,
Netherlands.
Man, I looked it up. Yeah, it's Dutch.
So they got that.
It's the
actual like banked corner.
Banked,
that's a fun race in F1.
That is Max's home race.
Yeah.
So we got that coming up. Before I get into recap, you guys like Spa? I love Spa.
I do too, dude. That asset up the hill is so fun. It's like it's probably the most fun like portion of the whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just driving that, and then you go into like because it's full throttle through, and then you can go full throttle into the straight, and you're just gross.
Oh, I know all about full throttle there.
It's the only track I think that we raced when we used to race together that you'd have to pause every time because of how long the race is. So,
oh, because of my kids, yeah,
your kiddos, dude. This got to be like we be like lap. We only did like 5 lap races.
Yeah,
and like lap 3, you'd be like, hold on, give me 10. It's like, what, dude? I'm mid.
Oh, it's so funny. You like it? Next
spot? Oh, yeah, I wreck every time, yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah, because I still run with no traction control off, everything off.
This guy thinks he's Max Verstappen.
He was a kid back in the day using 10 sensitivity, dude, on the COD.
Oh, man. That's so funny. All right.
Yeah, no, I wreck every time. A lot of throttle there.
Yeah,
a lot of tire spin for me.
I love Spa so much. Yeah. It's just such an interesting track. I love watching it. All right, I'll jump into the recap. We don't have a ton of time here. We'll get into it. Starting grid was Charles, Sergio, and then Lewis. Max did qualify first, but he took a 5-place grid penalty.
Typical.
Honestly, I don't know if this is a good track to take those penalties at because it's so long and so much can happen. So I would expect at least, I'm going to say right now, this isn't, you know, has no weight. I'm going to say at least one person is probably going to take a penalty just for some kind of component in their car. All right. Both front rows had an excellent start off the line. There was a little more trouble down the order in fifth place for Piastri as he gets pinched against the wall by Sainz, picking up wing and wheel damage, dropping him all the way down the grid. He did have to retire the car shortly after. Up Eau Rouge on the first lap, Checo finds his way past Leclerc for P1 before the end of the long straight. Verstappen did the same move to Carlos Sainz right behind them, taking fourth. Alonso took fifth place from Sainz on lap four, while his teammate took ninth from Norris on lap five. Lando lost the last point position to Russell moments later, and then slightly up the grid, we saw Tsunoda takes sixth place from Sainz. The day got worse for Sainz as Albon is next to overtake him. Sainz likely picked up some damage from Piastri early in the race. He did go on to retire later. On lap six, Verstappen overtook Hamilton for third place, only a second off from Leclerc in second. And on lap nine, Max made the overtake on Charles for second, securing the Red Bull 1-2. He takes first from Checo on lap 17 of 44. Down the grid, Russell is able to take sixth from Stroll on the same lap. So from fifth, it only took 17 laps, long laps, obviously, for Max to get up to first place. Rain did start coming down the track, but no one pitted for inters. It wasn't bad enough for them to. It looked pretty bad in some areas, but everyone held out on their slicks. Russell was the first to pit on when it started raining, but he came out on softs, and everyone was just kind of in agreement with each other that they're going to stay on slicks. Ocon made a crazy overtake after a long straight on Tsunoda for ninth place, and then he took eighth from Stroll a few laps after. The last note I have here is the race ends with Verstappen across the line first, 22 seconds ahead of Perez with Leclerc in fourth, or third, rather. So it's Verstappen, Perez, Leclerc, Hamilton, Alonso, Russell, Norris, Ocon, Stroll, Tsunoda. So this made Max's eighth consecutive win in that season. Sainz, like I said before, he did end up retiring before the end of the race, and Hamilton was able to steal the fastest lap on the last lap of the race. And that was Spa last year.
Spa. Well, at least it doesn't look like a bunch of rain this weekend. It looks like it might be cloudy. It looks
rain
like
on
for,
Saturday.
For quali. Yeah.
Rain on Saturday, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that we'll could see be how much the track dries up.
But
I mean, yeah, it's supposed to get up to 72, so the track should drive more than enough.
What's the
time.
Temperature for Sunday?
72 is 72, high.
But it says it's really cloudy on yours too for Sunday.
Pretty cloudy.
So does that affect that track temperature at all? You know, a cloudy day versus a sunny day.
Yeah, the track.
You know,
well,
like,
the track
I'd
temperature
imagine.
Won't be as high as it would usually be. But I was just talking more in terms of the track drying out.
Right, for
should
sure.
Should be plenty for no, it for to dry sure. out, especially with them driving during quali. You know, that's drying the track out better than anything you can.
For sure. I guess right off the bat, I don't think Checo's going to finish on the podium this week.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Season. Just because of like the season he's been having, he had a really good qualifying, so he's got to do that first, and he's proven that he can't do that very often
for sure.
this season. So he's got to do that first. And then, yeah, last year, he only had to make up one position to get into first and then, you know, eventually get second. And that was against Max, which no one's going to be able to beat in yet last year's Red Bull. So
right, true, know. Right.
Max won by 22 seconds
22
after
seconds.
Starting fifth.
That's not happening this year.
Definitely not.
And
I don't think, yeah. Definitely.
And Checo beat Charles or whoever got third. I think it was Charles, right? Yeah, Checo beat Charles by 10 seconds.
Yep.
That Red Bull car last year was just unfair.
It's yeah. I had you pull it up, I think, or I was looking 3 years to see like the standings last year. All the way down to like the bottom, so I wanted to see where a couple people finished for this year, and it just doesn't even matter. The cars are so much different this year. Like that's kind
True.
Of the fun thing
they,
about
they
F1.
They are different, right?
It's
now.
Kind of the fun thing about F1. Like you can't, like week one of the NFL season, you can kind of base what's going on, who's going to be where. F1, you never know what's going to happen. Really, I feel like, and I kind of love that about the sport,
for
how
sure.
it's so sporadic. Like, it doesn't matter what happened last year on this track. If they don't got the car, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because everybody going into this year was like, oh, Red Bull's just going to have another dominant year. It's going to be just like last year. We are far from that.
We're having
that's
far
what we assumed.
That.
We wrongly assumed all of that.
Last year, I couldn't pay attention the whole year because I was just so over it. We
By
were
lap
watching,
three,
we were
the
watching
race
a lot.
Is over.
Yeah.
Every weekend we would talk and we watched a lot, just chatted about it. And then, like, mid-season, I was like, yeah, dude, I didn't catch the race and I stopped watching it. This year, I'm like actually excited to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blast this year.
Even quali is so exciting right now. Like last week, it was like that last to lap time just went from like, I think it was like Checo was in like sixth and then he crashed and it was like, oh, okay, he'll still probably make it to Q2 and finish 15th. And then it was just like lap time in, Danny Ric went to the top.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what is going on right now?
And then Lewis almost didn't make it into Q1.
Yeah, and then Lewis had the brink.
He was 15th.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. And then two guys still had to finish and they just sat.
I think it was Ocon and Hulk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's crazy. It's just so much more enjoyable this year.
It is.
So the updates are obviously super cool from last year just to hear like kind of what happened, the way it all went down. Because there is certain tracks, if they have the decent car like Lewis, when he's got a good car he can race in, that does play in a factor. If he finished good last year, if he races good at this track, right? But yeah, it's just like Checo could have won this race by 35 minutes last year. I'm not taking him on my podium.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. True. No, for sure.
You know?
And before we even get into the podiums, does anybody know of any upgrades coming this week for anybody? I haven't heard anything yet, but
so apparently Red Bull has some.
So they came last week though, right? But they probably weren't.
I think Max had them last week. Checo didn't have them last week.
Got it.
So I think both cars will have them this week.
Interesting though. Because it didn't really, I mean, he didn't look like a spaceship out there if he had him last week.
Mm-mm.
Do you know if they were made more for top end speed, if they were made more for...
I don't know what they were for. It was probably to get rid of that infringement.
Yeah, when we were talking... maybe. When we were talking last pod, I had mentioned, like, I think we had mentioned that we all saw that they were bringing upgrades,
yeah.
But I couldn't find anything on like what the upgrades were.
I didn't hear anybody talk about it during the race either.
I didn't
or
either.
The quality.
Yeah.
No,
and
that's
I watched
true.
Them
they
both
didn't
in
bring
full
up
length.
Anything. Yeah.
Did they actually bring them? Are you know for sure
They're
that Max
fronting.
Got them and Checo didn't?
I saw that. I'm pretty sure.
So I heard that Max right now has a more upgraded car than they gave Checo, but I don't know if that has to do with this most recent weekend. Well,
so that's usually the case. Is usually like a car will get it one weekend, then the other car will get it. Like it happens with McLaren all the time. That Oscar's always one race behind Lando whenever they do bring a huge upgrade.
Is that cost or just to see if it's worth it to compare it to the old car?
I don't think it's cost production.
Yeah,
I think production it's just being able to produce
time.
That extra. Yeah. Like you
so you don't
get
think
it done.
It's you don't think it's to see how that car performs versus the old car lap times and all that kind
of
stuff?
That might have a play in
at
it, but I don't think. But yeah. I don't think so because I think all of that is done. Like in the sim and the testing to get it on that car to see if it, I don't think you're going to like put it on there as a trial period. Like it's pretty tried and tested before getting it on the car. But then you look at Ferrari and their floor.
Yeah. But like, so that's my point. If you put it on one car, at least if it just is horrible, you at least have one car with that old system that can still maybe put out some points for you. If you just put on a horrible part.
Yeah. I think a lot of it would have to do with like, if it's a minor versus major upgrade as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think, but I know. I mean,
well,
that would make a lot
saying.
Of sense, though.
Sense.
I 100% see what you're saying.
Yeah, I wish we just knew more about this. I wish we had like an in somewhere, you know.
Yeah,
you do.
I had the
dark web.
Yeah. I had the dark web, but if any old F1 drivers want to reach out, you got our connections. Just DM us. We'll get you involved.
Seb, we love you, Seb.
Seb,
we love you, Seb.
Gunther will take you too, buddy.
Yeah.
Whatever we got to do. Whatever we got
to
do.
We'll probably be able to pay more than Sky Sports, too.
Oh, yeah. Our pockets are deep. Why don't you take it away for the podium?
Podium. So, last week we had the lap 35 leader got the bonus points. Nobody got that. Oscar led at 35. We all had four different answers, but none of us seemed to be able to get it. So not a lot of change in the standings from last week. I'm still in first at 26. Melty and Kohler now tied at second at 24. Joe, unfortunately, you only got 1 point last week.
I got 2 points.
That's right. Smelty, Cole, you only got 1 point. Sorry. I read that wrong.
It's
you
rigged.
Did.
You guys saw it.
No, it's 18 to 20. You're still... Unfortunately, you're still 4 points behind with getting two.
But it's close. It's close. You got to hit that bonus.
Six.
bonus.
Six behind you.
Well, behind me, yeah. That's...
That's Verstappen gap, buddy. That's last year Verstappen gap.
So this week, we're going to throw a little curveball in the bonus points, and we're going to say who finishes 10th, who gets that final 1 point. I will start us off. I'm going to be pretty boring with my podium. It's going to be Lando, Oscar, and I think Max is going to come back. This track just favors Red Bull in those high-end speeds. So I think Max is going to have a good showing. And the way Lando and Oscar looked last week and just how consistent they've been, you can't bet against that McLaren right now. You can't. And for 10th, I'm going to throw Hulk in there.
Ooh. Interesting.
Haas has some top-end speed in that car.
So how does this work? Because we're tied now. Does it go to him because he had the bigger week last week?
Rock, paper, scissors.
On one.
Three?
So rock, paper, scissors. Then
shoot. Yeah, all right.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Of course. Of course.
Come on, guys. There it is.
Do you want a first or second?
No, you go first.
All right. I'm going to do Oscar, Lando. You don't get to first without taking chances. Put Lewis. And for my 10th. Okay, so I'm between two right now.
You can only pick one.
Give me Danny Rick.
Dang it.
Danny Rick.
That's who I was going to go with, actually.
I was between him and Yuki.
Yeah.
Yuki might have been the smarter play.
Not going to lie.
Yeah, I'll definitely take some chances. we're going to go for our podium. Lando for Stappen, Lewis. And then...
Lando for Stappen.
Not really taking chances, but
in that order,
you got three race winners this year.
Lewis over Oscar—that's a chance right now because I think Oscar's the safe bet. I think there's a good chance. Anyway, that's my podium. My bonus. I can't take Pierre because that's not working out for me this year.
I mean, you could.
That's not gonna happen.
I won't.
I'll go Albon.
Ooh,
that's super risky, that. But
it's actually a smart
Albon.
One.
I
like that. Top end speed is fast.
I like that. Albon.
Wow.
I think Hawk might finish like 7th or 8th. I might be screwed.
He could. Yeah, he could.
Danny was 17th last year. I mean.
So Oscar, he didn't finish last season, but he looked so good at this track.
He out-qualified Lando.
We had sprint last year, and I think I don't know if he didn't win it, but I think he got second in it. He looked really good.
You need to start thinking about 6 points.
6 points.
That's how funny.
Oscar is going to Oscar. I think Oscar.
If you want to win, okay.
It's gonna be Oscar. Oscar will be on that podium. Max, and then I'm between Lando or Lewis.
Are you a McLaren fan or a Mercedes fan?
Depends on the
day. You switch off on the hat, so
yeah. Let's go Lando. And then for my 10th, I am going to do Yuki. I feel like it's going to be like someone stupid, like Stroll or something. And then we're all going to be angry.
I thought about it, but I was like, no way he does it 2 weeks in a row.
But I'm like, honestly, I think that Hulk, like this track favors that Haas car right now. So yeah, Hulk might grab a 7th or 8th.
Better.
Like it's possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
But I don't think I could ever pick Stroll.
I don't think I can pick that guy.
You want to rely on Stroll for...
I almost picked Alonso.
Not just 1 point, 2 points you want to rely on Stroll for.
Jeez.
You can't even rely on him for 1 point. He got it this week, but...
But, boys, he has that championship mentality.
He does. He's going to get you that point. He won't let his teammate pass him. He doesn't listen to orders, and that's not because he's a brat. It's because he's a champion, okay? Anyway,
you heard it on Banner with the Boys Fast Laps. Stroll is a champion.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, comment, subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to the banter. Any closing thoughts, gentlemen? We got a show next week. I always forget about that.
Yeah, Road to a Million. We're 0.001% of the way there. Keep
we're almost
going.
There.
Yeah, road to a million.
We're on the road to 2,500.
1.72, so on the way.
Yep, we got this last show before summer break, and then we'll be back shortly after break. I think right before the next race. So
be part of the million.
Yeah, be part of the million.
Be part of the million. Banner with the Boys Fast Lap. See you next week.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.